Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
The mice are back again.
Are they?
Oh, well, I don't think they ever went away. I've had two blokes around now to put down peanut butter, strawberry jam and charge me £80. I could have done that, really. How much is strawberry jam these days?
You had that.
Doesn't even know.
I know.
I don't buy jam, that's why.
Somebody to do it for you.
I have someone to buy jam for me. It's ridiculous.
One of his staff members.
Shut up.
Didn't you have that thing that makes a noise that only mice can hear?
That doesn't work either.
Right.
The plug-in.
The plug-in thing. That didn't work. The traps have been set. Well, no. Yeah, poison's been put down. Nothing. And now they're getting brave now. They used to just go across the room really fast. Now, last night, my flatmate was having a KFC. And one of them comes right up to him and just, like, looks at him like that in a kind of, could I have some, in a way? Could you have got a family bucket next time, maybe?
And then sauntered off again.
And then just ran off. They're getting really brave now. Before you know it, it'll be like, pizza delivery? No, I didn't order pizza. Oh, it was the mice. It's going to happen. You know, Tesco online shopping and stuff, aren't they? Ordering things on my credit card. Hello, package from Amazon. Best of Tom and Jerry. No, that's not for me. Don't like it when they get brave. It's scary. How do I get rid of them? Get a cat. Yes. Okay, that's next.
Thanks.
Radio 1 podcast.
Talking about me not being able to do much. I did some. I did a bit of painting earlier.
What decorating?
Art. Yeah.
No, not art. I got one of my mates staying, who's quite good around the house. And he's giving my walls a once-over with a bit of Egyptian cotton.
He's giving you what a once-over?
My walls.
All right.
And, you know, changing light bulbs, putting up shelves, erecting some flat-pack furniture, etc.
Right.
And I tried to paint a little bit on the wall and got it on the carpet.
Oh, right.
So, that's good.
We've got Egyptian cotton.
Have you? It's a very good colour, isn't it? A bit grey. Yeah.
Is it a colour, is it, Egyptian cotton?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So you're now doing some DIY, are you?
Well, I tried. I got a little bit on the carpet. So
and now you've left it.
I've left it now, yeah, to be honest. You can clear that up.
Is that a condition of anybody that comes to stay with you? They have to earn their keep?
No, it's just that as we know by now, I can't really do much around the home or just generally, as we discovered yesterday when someone texted in, why are you the most... What was it? Why are you the most useless Radio 1 DJ?
Why are you the only Radio 1 DJ that hasn't got a clue?
Hello.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but you can't do a lot of things, can you, for yourself?
No. Yeah, but I don't... everyone thinks that I've got staff because you...
Have.
No, I haven't. Because you keep saying it on the radio.
Well, what's your cleaner, then, if she's not staff?
Well, no, she's just cleans my house once a week.
And you now, by the sounds of it, have a personal decorator, an odd job man.
No, I think you'll find that I'm really very normal. I take my own bins out and stuff.
What else do you do apart from that? Yeah, exactly.
Actually...
How much is a pint of milk?
I don't know. I don't buy milk.
Somebody buys it for you.
No, don't!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. Someone says, actually, mice make really handy and low-cost paper shredders. They do, actually. That's true. Just, like, leave your credit card statements lying around. Maybe next to some Maltesers or something, and they'll be gone. No shredder needed.
Right. So you do your bit for the environment as
well.
That's
right. Maybe the telescope belongs to the mice. That could... Maybe I've got pervo mice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the mate who's doing the decorating just texted me going, you don't even know how to open the paint tin. He's got a point, it was open already. Look, I'm not as useless as you lot think I am at all. I actually, no, I do stuff around the house. I washed up yesterday.
Yeah, but there isn't a great skill in washing up,
no,
though, is there?
But I bet there are people listening to this show right now that have never, ever washed up, ever. I bet there are people who have never done any laundry. I bet there are people that have never ironed a shirt. Hello. I have ironed a shirt. No, I bet there are more people than we think. I bet there are people listening, and I know someone like this. It's a friend of one of our bosses, right? I think they've got, like, a daughter who's 9.
Right.
And has never flown economy class on a plane in her life, because they're blatantly rich parents. She's 9. Always flies club class.
Always turns left.
Always turns left on a plane. Didn't even know there was a right.
God.
To turn.
Took you to about 23 before you always turned left.
I don't ever fly first class, and you know it.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, it's time for Loose Lips. You love this, don't you?
Oh, it's very good.
We, you know, we don't have you in the studio when we do it, but that's what you love listening to them, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You're just like a listener now.
I am.
Yeah. It's Loose Lips on Radio 1,
but
where we try
sat
and
here in the studio.
Try and catch out some people who can't keep a secret. This is what happened when I spoke to a girl called Rachel. It really is, it's like the OC or Falcon Beach or, what's that other one, Laguna
what's
Beach.
What's your favourite Falcon Beach storyline at the moment?
There's too many to mention.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from.
So much great stuff happens in Falcon Beach every week, it's hard to pinpoint one in particular.
Couldn't agree more with you.
Sorry to everyone that wanted to play this in full, I'm just using it to illustrate the teen drama that's about to happen on Loose Lips. So this is what happened when I spoke to Rachel.
Hi, Scott Mills.
You okay?
Yes, thank you, how are you?
Very good, so you want to play Loose Lips?
Yep.
Tell me who the gossip is, please.
Okay, right, well, her name's Charlotte.
All right.
I've known her for quite a while now, and I absolutely love her to bits. She's one of my best friends, but she really can't stop gossiping.
Give me an example of... are you all right there, love?
Yeah, sorry.
Give me an example of when she gossips. What's she done?
Okay, just before Christmas, I went to a party, and the night after, I called her, and I was telling her all the gossip about it, and, you know. So, told her all this stuff, hung up, and then the next day, I get a text from my friend Alana, saying, heard about your partying last night, Rachel, and I was thinking, oh no, it must have been Charlotte. And of course, it was Charlotte that told everybody. Not only did she tell Alana, but she told my entire drama class.
What did she tell your entire drama class?
She just told everybody that I'd done stuff with a boy that I hadn't done.
Really?
Yeah.
What, a bit of snogging?
Yeah, yes.
Oh no. What, so not only does she spread gossip, but she kind of embellishes it quite a lot as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. She made it up and then caused everyone... was asking me about what I did, and I didn't know what I'd done, so...
Told the whole of your drama class?
Yeah.
What, did you just stand up in the front of the class and then tell everyone?
I don't know, because I wasn't there at the time, so I don't know how she told everyone, but everyone knows.
So we want to just prove that she is a proper Loose Lips?
Yes.
Okay, we need a bit of made-up gossip that we can catch Charlotte out with.
Yep.
What's it going to be?
We're going to say that I kissed my friend Katie's boyfriend. Because she is bound to tell everybody that.
All right, Laura. What did you say?
Is he hot?
Is he hot?
Is he hot? Oh, yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, my God, you actually fancy him?
No, they don't go out anymore, that's okay.
Oh, right, okay. But you do fancy him?
No.
Okay, so we're going to tell Charlotte that you have kissed Katie's boyfriend.
Yes.
What will she think about this, do you think?
She'll probably be really shocked.
But she'll buy it, though, will she?
Yeah, she'll definitely buy it. Not saying anything about Katie's boyfriend, but...
And Katie's just another one of your mates that you all know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wicked. All right. Now, listen, I need you to have just a normal conversation with her.
Okay.
Okay? And then just drop it in, go, oh, you never guess what I've done, right?
Okay.
Then we'll get another one of your friends in the group to phone her and see how long it takes her to blab it out.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I don't... Sometimes I can't work out what makes you lot tick and what... Some things you find funny and some things you don't find funny. And this isn't hilarious, but we got so many texts yesterday going, OMG, that's brilliant. So here it is for you once again, due to popular demand and a lot of text action today. I don't get it. Chicken Impossible. No. Hang on. Oh, what a build-up. Rubbish. Okay. Here it is for you. I've ruined all comedy. I've sapped all comedy out of it now. But here it is. Chicken Impossible. It's just the new lady's grass. Right, we're doing Loose Lips. So, this is what happened when Rachel called up her friend, the gossip, Charlotte, to plant a little bit of fake information.
Hello? You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in ages. I just thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm in school at the moment, though. I've got to wait.
Oh, me too.
Oh, listen.
Yeah?
I've been really, really guilty about something.
What?
I've been feeling really guilty about something.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I know. You know that I've got a boyfriend now?
Yeah.
Matt. Yeah, you know that Katie and Kieran split up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been because of me.
Well, why?
Well, because I kissed Kieran before I left.
You did what?
I kissed Kieran before I left.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Don't be angry, please don't be angry.
I'm not angry at you, I'm just a bit shocked.
Okay. Well, I just didn't want you to be angry with me, that's why I didn't tell you, okay?
Okay, I'll never be angry with you. I'm glad you told me, though.
Please don't tell Katie, because, I mean, she doesn't know, obviously.
You're right.
You really won't tell anyone, will you? Sorry.
No, I won't tell anyone, don't worry.
You absolutely promise.
I promise you. I'm your best friend, Rich. I'm not going to go tell anyone, am I?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I was just a bit worried. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Well, love you, bye.
Oh, they've got a lifetime as PR girls ahead of them, haven't they?
You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, sweetie. Thanks.
You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Hello, PR. I like the bit where the it kind of all sank in as well.
You did what? I kissed Kieran before I left.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Why didn't you, like, tell me this sooner?
Again,
California.
Perfect for PR because it took a while to sink in.
You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
I'm fine, darling. It's all a bit Absolutely Fabulous. Who? Remember that show?
Never liked it.
I know. Right, it's 5:24 on Radio 1. So, the gossip is now planted. Does Charlotte blab when we get another one of their friends to call her up?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Melvin.
Hi, how can I help?
All right, I've never done my washing up.
Yep.
Never done my laundry.
Yep.
And I've never ironed a shirt.
Never ironed a shirt.
I'm 21 and I'm proud of it, mate.
How old are you?
Almost 21.
Do you live at home?
Yeah.
See, I'm loving your work.
Yeah.
It's not, well, actually, I'm not loving your work. It's not something to be proud of. You should be down to earth like me and do all of those things.
Yeah. I go to work, just don't do any of the other stuff.
Oh, you do go to work?
Yeah, just don't do the other stuff.
Well, that's something then. Hello?
Hello.
Is that Katie?
Yes, it is.
What are you saying, Katie?
I've never done my washing, like laundry, and never ironed anything.
How old are you?
19.
So you wouldn't even
uni,
know...
I'm at uni, I go home to get it done.
Yeah, that's good.
What, so, Katie, do you wait all term before you do any washing or any ironing?
No, I go home, like, once a fortnight and get my mum to do it for me.
And when will this change, do you think?
When my mum refuses to do it, probably.
And when will that be? Any idea?
Hopefully never.
Brilliant. So you wouldn't even know how to, like, turn on an iron?
No.
Ever used a washing machine?
No.
Ever mopped a floor?
No.
My God, your student friends must love you, Katie.
Yeah. I love you, Katie.
Bye.
One. Scott Mills. One. Radio 1. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, we have just planted the gossip. Do you think that Charlotte is going to blab to another one of their mates, or is she going to keep it to herself, as she has been asked to do? What do you think, Chopper?
I think she'll keep it to herself.
What makes you think that?
Because she said, oh, I'm your best friend, therefore I won't say anything.
Okay.
So I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
So here is another one of their friends, Alana, calling up Charlotte the Gossip to see if she can get it out of her.
Oh? Oh, hey, sweetie.
Oh, hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You all right?
Tired a bit, but...
me too.
That's no biggie. Look, honey.
Yeah?
You know, I noticed... Rachel has been acting strangely lately. Do you know what's wrong with her?
No.
You sure? Because
she
is your best friend. I thought she would tell you something's wrong.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, really? Because she does seem to act a bit strange and I was worried.
Why don't you call her and ask her?
Well, she called me before and she was... like, acting very strange, and I just wondered what's wrong.
No, everything's fine, it is.
Oh, that's all I wanted to ask, really. You
okay,
then?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay,
call
then.
Call Rachel.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That didn't work then, did it?
No. So am I right, sweetie?
Well, sweetie. She's another PR girl.
Oh, hey, sweetie.
Oh, hi, darling. How's she this?
How annoying.
Let's put them all together.
Oh, hey, sweetie.
You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Oh, hey, sweetie.
You all right, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm all right, honey. You all right?
Oh, hey, sweetie.
Anyway, I'm not being rude to that girl, but really wasn't the best acting in the world there, was it?
Look, honey.
Yeah?
You know, I noticed Rachel has been acting strangely lately. Do you know what's wrong with her?
Lift off the page, love. She can get a part in EastEnders.
I booked a table for two at the Chalice Hotel tomorrow night.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
I've got one of those as well.
You know, I noticed Rachel has been acting strangely lately.
What could be wrong with her? Have you noticed anything? Anyway, right, so that didn't work.
No.
She kept her mouth shut. But for the first time, we've not done this before, we thought, let's have another go. So we got another friend, a boy called Jordan, to ring up and see if he could get the gossip off of the loose lips.
Hello?
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 You all right, Charlotte? It's Jordan.
Oh, hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. You?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Cool.
Was school okay?
Was school right? Yeah, school was fine, thank you. Same old, same old. I'm actually here right now doing art coursework.
All right, yeah. I had some coursework to do, but I just thought I might as well do it at home instead.
Were you not in school today?
Yeah, what's today? It wasn't yesterday, though.
Oh, I don't think I saw you.
Do you?
No, I don't remember seeing you. So, yeah, everything's good?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, because, like, I was talking to Rachel on the phone, some time earlier, and she sounded a bit weird, like, on the phone.
Oh.
Do you know if anything's up? Like.
No, nothing's wrong.
All right.
Well, nothing, it's fine, nothing's wrong.
All right, you sure? Because, like, I know that you're, like, really good friends with her and all that.
Yeah, but she's fine, I promise.
All right.
Why don't you give another call and ask her? Ask her if there's something wrong or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow or something.
All right, okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Twice now, she hasn't blabbed.
He was garbage, though, wasn't he?
What do you mean? Don't be rude.
He kind of, like...
Was school okay?
Yeah.
Was school right? Yeah, school was fine, thank you.
Yeah, it was a bit of an awkward boy-girl conversation.
Very awkward.
Was school okay?
Was school right? Yeah, school was fine, thank you.
I liked her nervous laugh.
Were you not in school today?
It wasn't on that.
No, nothing's wrong.
All right.
Well, nothing, it's fine, nothing's wrong.
All that?
What are you looking for?
I thought she did a at the end.
No.
Never mind. She did do it, didn't she? It just wasn't on there. Right, so she didn't say it twice.
I told you she wouldn't.
Very good. Now, what we did is we called...
We don't get a third one,
no,
we
got another one of their friends. No, we didn't. We went through a whole phone book. Right, Rachel called up Charlotte the Gossip to kind of fess up that she might have made it up.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
You are going to kill me.
Oh, it's Rachel. Why am I going to kill you?
You know what I just told you?
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't true. And Jordan both tried to get that secret out of you.
That's what it was about?
Well, guess what?
What?
You want Scott Mills on Radio 1? Woo!
Oh, my God!
Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what? Rachel has nominated you for this thing we do called Loose Lips, where we try and get people who are gossips caught out.
Yeah.
And you have been so good. You did not blab the gossip.
Oh, my God.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, I said I'd never tell a secret on you. Oh, my God.
See, we had you down as a bit of a goss, Charlotte, but obviously that's not the case.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Or maybe you've changed.
Oh, I've changed. Oh, my God.
What do you got?
I'm so sorry.
What have you got to say, Rachel?
I'm really sorry, Charlotte. You're not a gossip.
Yeah, you were proved wrong.
I owe you. I'm sorry.
Well, it's the end of our team drama on Loose Lips.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sweetie.
OMG, sweetie.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
See, they love it. I mean, I found it mildly amusing yesterday. Today, I'm not finding it as funny. Chris and Derry says, mark my words, Mills. Chicken Impossible will be the new Crazy Frog. Where do you get this stuff, Mills? It was class. Play it again. Casey from Wolves. I'm all right, actually. Jay in Swansea says, it's very amusing, lol. Genius. Brilliant. I'm peeing myself with laughter. From Angie. All right, then. What's funnier? Chicken Impossible or the girl that we thought was Alfie's girlfriend, remember? The one that can't sing from a few weeks ago. Chicken Impossible or this? I'm going for her.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Eve.
Hi, Eve, where are you?
In Lancashire.
How can I help?
Well, we had this girl who came to work for a night at the restaurant where I work who couldn't wash up at all. Had no idea how to do it.
What do you mean, had no idea how to wash up? It's not difficult, I can do that.
Well, that's what I said to her. Do you want to go and do some washing up because it's a bit quiet? And she was taking individual knives and forks, putting fairy liquid on each knife, washing it in cold water, and then putting it away.
Was she posh?
Yeah, well, she didn't know how to make a broom, so I think so.
Didn't know how to make a cup of tea either?
No, well, she was asked to make an instant coffee, and she didn't know how.
Right. How old was she?
16.
I love it. See, this makes me look brilliant
around the home. It does. It's making you look quite sophisticated.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And we have to say congratulations to somebody very special to us all today. One of the ones who doesn't speak. Who's now about to break her silence. Pippa has got engaged.
Have you?
She's engaged.
Have you? Oh, congratulations. No, I didn't
congratulations.
Know.
Come around
here. Well done.
Congratulations. Now, tell us what happened earlier today when you... What?
I just wonder what that noise was.
When you came into Radio 1 today and... Bearing in mind that Laura really, really wants to get engaged and is kind of bitching at everybody that is. And there's loads of them recently, isn't there, at Radio 1?
Yeah, quite a few.
What happened today when you came in?
Well, I was kind of a little bit scared, actually. I came in and a few people had heard the news and came over squealing. And I looked at Laura and she had a little bit of a sour look on her face. Sorry, Laura.
And you were trying to hide the ring for ages, weren't you?
Yeah, every time someone came up and they go, it is nothing. No, it's just nothing. Come out, it's nothing.
It's just a small thing.
All right, I hope you trip on your wedding dress. That's a joke, by the way.
You're like that woman off of Big Brother, remember? What was her name, Michelle? Oh,
yeah. Mia the Bride!
What was it?
I can't remember.
It was about 5 series ago.
I hope you're both very happy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Laura.
She really means
time.
It.
Scott Mills, Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.